Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on bassline theory for Jungle Swing, where we're going to carve and arrange a bassline so it feels alive, hard-hitting, and totally mix-ready. If you make drum and bass or jungle, you already know the bass is not just the low end. It's part rhythm section, part harmony, part arrangement, and part tension builder. A great bassline doesn't just sit under the drums. It dances with them. It leaves space for the kick and snare. It answers the break. And it keeps the drop moving without turning into mush. In this lesson, we're building a two-layer bass system in Ableton Live 12. First, a clean mono sub that holds the weight, then a mid-bass layer that gives us movement, attitude, and that jungle pressure. We'll also shape the arrangement across a simple 16-bar loop, and I'll show you how to carve space using stock Ableton tools like EQ8, compressor, glue compressor, auto filter, saturator, amp, and utility. The big idea here is simple. The sub stays stable, the mid-bass moves rhythmically, and the arrangement creates contrast. Twing comes from note placement, groove, and gating, not from random chaos. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 BPM range. If you want a more classic jungle feel, aim around 168 to 172. If you want it a little more modern and rolling, 172 to 174 works well. Create four tracks, a drum rock track, a sub bass MIDI track, a mid bass MIDI track, and optionally a return track for reverb or delay accents. If your drums already have some swing, don't overdo it on the bass. Jungle feels best when the bass is a little late in places or slightly syncopated, but still locked in. You want bounce, not drunken grid chaos. If you like, open the groove pool and try a light MPC style swing or a subtle breakbeat groove. Keep the timing adjustment small, maybe around 10 to 25%, and keep random very low. Just enough to humanize the feel. Now, before we carve the bass, we need to know what the bass is carving around, so write the drum pocket first. Build a basic DNB drum pattern with a strong snare on 2 and 4. Kicks on a few anchor points, and hats or break chops that give you momentum. You can use an amen, think, or any classic break texture if you have one. The key is to make the drums feel like they already have a voice, because the bass should answer them, not fight them. Now let's build the sub. On the sub bass track, use operator if you want a clean, dependable sub. Set oscillator to a sine wave, turn off the other oscillators, and keep the envelope simple. You want a very fast attack, and depending on the vibe, a medium decay or just a straight held note. If you want a slightly warmer sub, triangle can work too, but keep it clean. For MIDI, write a bass pattern that supports the drums. Think about short notes for punch, long notes for tension, and empty space where the groove needs air. A classic jungle move is to place bass hits after the snare, or slightly before it depending on the pocket. Avoid constant eighth note repetition unless you specifically want a more techno-like roll. On the sub channel, add EQ8 and utility. In EQ8, only high pass if you really need to, maybe around 20 to 30 HC to remove rumble. Don't boost the sub unless there's a serious reason. If it's muddy, you can make a gentle cut around 80 to 120 HC, but only if the kick is fighting there. Then use utility to set the width to 0% so the sub stays mono and dead center. That's the rule. The sub should feel like it lives under the track, not on top of it. Now we move to the mid-bass layer, which is where the personality lives. On the mid-bass track, start with wave-eatable or analog. Use something harmonically rich, like a saw-bass shape, a square saw blend, or a detuned re-style setup if you want width and movement. Keep the unison modest. Don't overstack voices unless you want a very smeared result. A little detune goes a long way. After the synth, add saturator, amp, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, and utility. Saturator is great for getting the bass to speak on smaller systems. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and careful output gain can add a lot of density without destroying the tone. Amp can add a gritty edge, especially in the upper mids. Use it with control. You want attitude, not fizzy overload. Then EQ8 is where the carving starts. High pass the mid-bass somewhere around 80 to 120 HC so it doesn't collide with the sub. If the patch is cloudy, cut gently around 200 to 400 HC. If it gets nasal or spitty, trim some 2 to 5 kHz, and if the bass feels too hidden in the mix, a small presence lift around 700 HC to 1.5 kHz can help. The principle is this: the sub owns the low end, and the mid bass owns the identity. Now let's talk about the actual carve around the drums, because this is where the lesson really comes alive. First, Make room for the kick. In DNB, the kick is often not massive, but it still needs a pocket. On the base group, add a compressor and enable side chain from the kick. Start with a fast enough attack to catch the peak, a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and a modest ratio, maybe 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. You usually only want a few dB of gain reduction, enough to create space, not enough to flatten the groove, but don't rely on sidechain alone. In bass music, note placement is just as important as compression. If the bass is stepping on the snare, ask a simple question. Does that note really need to be there? Often the best fix is to shift the note slightly, shorten it, or leave a tiny gap before the snare hits. That little pocket can make the whole drop feel bigger. Remember this. In jungle and DNB, silence can hit harder than another note. A short gap before a snare or fill often makes the next bass hit feel huge. The bass becomes punctuation. If you want a stock Ableton way to simulate more dynamic carving, use auto filter on the mid bass and automate the cutoff. Close it a little more when the drums get dense, then open it up on transitions or fills. That gives you movement without adding extra notes. Now let's bring in the jungle swing. Jungle swing is less about straight 16th HS and more about elastic phrasing. Don't just pile notes on the grid. Think in call and response. For example, hit on beat 1, leave space, answer after the snare, add an offbeat note, then leave a breath before the next bar. You want the bass to weave around the break, not sit on top of it like a trance line. Try thinking in 16th note positions. Maybe one note on 1, another on 1 and, a note on 2 and, another on 3, one on 3A and one on 4 and. Then leave the snare as a breathing point. That kind of phrasing gives you tension and bounce. Note length matters a lot too. Short notes feel tighter and more percussive. Long notes build tension, but too many can smear the groove. For jungle swing, alternate them on purpose. Sure, short, long, short, rest, short, hit, rest, hit, hit. That contrast is the groove. Also, check the first 200 milliseconds of each bass note. That's where the click, growl, or attack lives, and that's often where masking happens. If the bass is burying the kick, it's probably because the front edge is too wide or too bright. That first slice of the sound matters a lot. Next, shape the envelope. On the mid-bass synth, use a fast attack, a short to medium decay, and a release that's short enough not to smear the snare. If you're using an instrument rack, map a few macros for filter cutoff, distortion drive, envelope amount, and maybe a reverb send for fills. That gives you performance style control, which is super useful when you're arranging. Now we arrange the bass across 16 bars so it feels like it evolves, even if the core idea stays simple. For bars 1 to 4, keep the intro tense and restrained, maybe just the sub, or a filtered mid-bass, with sparse notes and reduced high end. Let the drums and atmosphere set the mood. For bars 5 to 8, bring in the full groove. Let the mid-bass answer the snare, and start opening the filter a little. Maybe add a small rise in distortion or drive to create momentum. For bars 9 to 12, introduce variation. Remove one or two bass hits. Change a note ending. Try an octave change. Add a fill at the end of bar 12. Small edits make a huge difference in DNB. For bars 13 to 16, push the energy. Open the filter a bit more, add an extra rhythmic hit, increase saturation if needed, and maybe remove one note right before the next section for a stronger impact. That last bit of space move is so effective. It makes the next hit feel bigger. Route your sub-bass and mid-bass into a bass group, and do a little group processing there. Add EQ8 to cut rumble below 20 to 30 Hz. And trim any boxy buildup around 200 to 300 Hz if needed. Then add glue compressor lightly, just enough to glue the two layers together. You're looking for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then utility for a final mono check and width control if needed. Keep the low end centered. Always check the bass in context with the drums. Use Spectrum if you want to watch the low end balance, and listen in mono sometimes to make sure the bass still holds together. Ask yourself, is the kick audible? Does the snare still slap through? Is the sub steady? Does the bass groove when the break gets busy? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't make the bass too wide in the low end. Wide sub usually means weak club translation. Keep the sub mono. Second, don't overwrite the drums. If the bass hits every beat, you lose jungle swing. Third, watch the low mids. Too much buildup around 200 to 400 Hz will make everything muddy fast. Fourth, don't overdo sidechain pumping. Let note placement and envelope shaping do some of the work. And finally, don't leave the arrangement static. In DNB, Repeated ideas need tiny changes to stay exciting. If you want darker, heavier pressure, think in layers. Use a clean sub, a lightly saturated mid, and only add a more aggressive top layer if the mix can handle it. Automate the tone across sections. Close the filter in the intro, open it slightly into the drop, then close again for tension and slam it open for single bar when you want impact. That kind of motion creates dread and energy without needing a bunch of new sounds. Here's a great practice exercise. Build an 8-bar jungle loop at 172 BPM. Use a drum loop or programmed break. Add one clean sub layer and one mid-bass layer, then carve the bass with EQ8, sidechain compression, note spacing, and filter automation. Make bars 1 to 2 filtered and restrained, bars 3 to 4 full groove, bars 5 to 6 with one bass hit removed per bar, and bars 7 to 8 with a fill and a filter opening. Then listen for kick clarity, snare strength, mono sub stability, and whether the bass is masking the break. And that's the core of the lesson. Clean mono sub, character-rich mid-bass. Careful carving around kick and snare. Smart arrangement over time. And jungle swing that comes from note placement, note length, and intentional gaps.